Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Nobody Walks by Mick Herron, narrated by Gerard Doyle.
Part 1. Chapter 1. The news had come hundreds of miles to sit waiting for days in a mislaid phone. And there it lingered, like a moth in a box, weightless, and aching for the light. The street cleaner's lorry woke Bettany. It was 4:25 a.m. He washed at the sink, dressed, turned the bed's thin mattress, and rolled his sleeping bag into a tight package. He leaned upright in a corner. 4:32. Locking the door was an act of faith or satire. The lock would barely withstand a rattle. But the room wouldn't be empty long, because someone else used it during the day. Bettany hadn't met him, but they'd reached an accommodation. The daytime occupant respected Bettany's possessions, his toothbrush, his sleeping bag, the dog-eared copy of Dubliners he'd found on a bus, and in return Bettany left untouched the clothing that hung from a hook on the door, three shirts and a pair of khakis. His own spare clothing he kept in a duffel bag in a locker at the sheds. Passport and wallet he carried in a security belt with his mobile, until that got lost or stolen. Outside was February cold, quiet enough that he could hear water rinsing the sewers. A bus grumbled past, windows fogged. Bettany nodded to the hall on the corner, whose territory was bounded by two streetlights. She was Senegalese, pre-op, currently a redhead.